This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services.
You've got a gift certificate from Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar. Check out the best hamburger in town. 656-7563 for pickup. You've got a $50 gift certificate to First Gallery. They have a new website, 1stgalleryart.com, that is growing every day. Art has been adding to his collection over 40 years and is now selling it. Over 99% of this art has never been framed.
Hi, Joey pals. This is Art Hall. Come and see me at the gallery. I look forward to meeting you.
324-6696. You've got a gift certificate to JT's Diner. Check it out at jtsdinerpalmdesert.com. You've got a gift certificate from Laser Ink. We have refills. People don't know what to do to get their cartridge refills since Costco quit filling. Laser Ink has had them all along. They are an old-fashioned mom-and-pop store offering good old service, tips, and advice. They also have free delivery when you order supplies like ink and toner. Sales, repairs, and supplies for just about all office equipment.
Hi, this is Jack Lacey with Laser Ink and Central Printer Resources. Come on in and see me, Joey pals.
Check it all out at laserink.com. You've got a gift certificate from Lulu California Bistro. Palm Springs Life magazine readers and editors have named Lulu and Aqua California Bistro's winner in their annual Best of the Best 2021 awards, just announced in the August edition. Lulu and Aqua are both winners for Best California Cuisine. Lulu for Best Breakfast Brunch and Lulu for Best Takeout, which was also an editor's pick. It's always an honor to be recognized by our guest as their best. Lulu and Aqua are open daily for your dining pleasure. And Lulu is celebrating an anniversary. Lulu is turning 10, and there's a festive weekend plan for August 21st and 22nd. Come by for brunch, lunch, or dinner and get a free cotton candy for the table to celebrate. Check it all out at lulupalmsprings.com. That's okay, Joey pals. All of those wonderful things. Crazy Mel's, where everybody's going to be this afternoon. I think the parade steps off at 5:45 from Ramon. It goes south to north. Santa's going to be there. Take your kids. First Gallery, $50. JT's Diner. We got to go out there. The food is fabulous. It's like being on Route 66. Laser Ink. And this is the time of year you don't want to run out of your ink cartridges because you're printing all those Christmas letters. Remember when you sent Christmas cards? But no. Lulu California Bistro. Food, food, food. Brian has, yes, five babies. George Kessinger doesn't have any. Joey has three. We'll take the eighth caller, Joey pals. About 43 minutes and change after 9 o'clock. I got the hiccups. I was going to say something smart alecky, and every time God gives me the hiccups and stops me, it's short of choking me. God says, don't go there, Joey. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 8, you get all of those wonderful things. Merry Christmas from this show to you. We've been together a long time. Okay, back around the room.
Stay on the good list, Joey. Yes. Stay on the good list. I know it's hard for you.
I have a sign in my bathroom that says, where my makeup, all those mirrors and all that, I love Joey stuff. And someone has to set a bad example. Santa doesn't know about that sign. Okay, should we believe the CDC?
Believe the CDC. I think they've done an admirable job trying to navigate both the science, the messaging, and the political you know, distrust that has emanated over the last 91 weeks. I believe in the science.
Is there eventually going to be one sure vaccine for all the COVID variants?
Never.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a cynic there in that the virus will continue to mutate and become something tomorrow that it isn't today. And let's hope it's like a weakling, you know, so it becomes just like a sniffler, like the other coronaviruses. But at least we have the technology and the aptitude to design, develop, and make quickly vaccines that can address now not just this virus, but other emerging viruses that, you know, we're going to see every 100 years. There's going to be some other virus that we're going to have to deal with.
You remind me of the $6 million man. We have the technology.
Yeah, we do. Okay, we do.
I wrote down, we have three vaccines,
monoclonal antibodies.
That's the mother, isn't it? What's a monoclonal antibody? Isn't that the mother's?
The mother? No, it's...
What's the M word that you pass down to your children?
M word.
Okay.
I don't know.
I thought it was the monoclonal genetics in a mother.
Well, the interesting thing about the monoclonal antibodies right now is there's fear that the two of the current antibodies that we've been using, BAM and Regeneron, might lose some significant activity to this variant.
Okay.
It's being tested now, and it looks like that could be true. But we have another, GSK has a monoclonal antibody. That looks like it has maintained the durability of its effect against all these mutations. And as I said, we have some oral agents.
Uh-huh.
Paxlovid is going to be approved probably in the next 3 weeks. These are protease inhibitors. These are oral
but
agents.
But they're after you get the virus?
Right.
They're not prophylactic.
Right. No, I can't tell you. Well, yeah. Yes. You're going to get the virus. You could be high risk.
Okay.
And then you take literally 3 pills twice a day for 5 days. And in the study, at least with Paxlovid, which has ritonavir in it, it's a dual protease inhibitor agent. There was only 1% of hospitalized patients in the treatment group, 7% in the placebo. So it's a 90% effective at keeping you out of the hospital,
that's
even
tremendous.
In high risk. So this is good. This is great news. And as I said, they don't worry about the spike proteins. These work through other channels. And the other one, molnupiravir. Which was approved.
Bamlanivimab.
Right, same thing. As soon as you get symptoms, you need to take this early. It'll keep you from getting significantly sick or maybe hospitalized. Once again, oral agent. This works through disrupting RNA translation from the virus so it can't replicate. So these are good agents, good steps in the right direction, and I think it gives people hope. And if you're interested.
I am.
Our research, clinical research department, is doing a trial with Adagio. Now, normally you think of Adagio, you think
it's music.
You think that or food. So the Adagio group is developing an IM injection. It's an antibody. It's intended to last for 6 months, and it will protect you from acquiring coronavirus or COVID. So if you didn't get vaccinated and you're in a job or a position where you get exposed a lot, this is prophylaxis.
What do you call it again? Allegro. Oh, no.
Adagio.
Allegro. Wrong.
Adagio.
Music.
Our clinical research department is participating in the trial.
DOHC.
Yep. It's one injection, and right now.
Protects you for 6 months.
It may protect you for 6 months. So we're trying to see how long people stay protected. And so you can't be sick when you get it. You need to be viral negative. And we gave you the injection, and then we literally monitor you for the next 6 months and find out.
And expose you to people with COVID?
Well, you just continue to live your life.
Okay.
Right?
I didn't read the question. The question from the Joey Pal. I got busy with pronouncing monoclonal. Okay, now we have three vaccines, monoclonal antibodies. We have great treatments in the hospital, but more people have died in 2021.
Sure. Yeah, because we had a full year of Delta variant present in the U.S.
So, should we expect that 2022 will have less deaths than 2021?
I think so. We're almost over 70% of the U.S. is vaccinated, yes. And then we have a significant amount of the population that has been sick. So we're getting that. You add those two together.
It's called herd.
Well, I don't know if we're ever going to see that, but we expect to see fewer and fewer people exposed to an active virus. Now, what we're seeing in South Africa, what's worrisome is that these are people who are already sick. Some of these people, so they're getting reinfected with the variants, and that's something that's disturbing.
So they had Delta.
They had Alpha.
Alpha or Delta, and now they've got Omicron.
Right, and now, so what's happening, this little booger has the chance to reinfect. Once again, I'm not running like Henny Penny, the sky is falling. We have tools. We have what you were just talking about, some therapies. I would argue the stuff in the hospital may or may not be all that effective, quite frankly. We use it all the time, and we still have a 40% mortality rate of people over 65 who end up in the hospital. So,
someone sent me a question, and I couldn't even look at it. It was a brand new baby that just died of COVID.
Yeah, and pregnant.
Rare things we've are talked rare. About,
exactly, and that's I call those are almost one offs. And we know pregnancy is high risk anyway, and we've had pretty good effect at getting pregnant women access to and vaccinated, which has really helped them. So
here's a question for the medicine cabinet. It has nothing to do with COVID. Joey Powell read that there is a protein that will reverse muscle aging. What does that mean? What's a protein that would is that like a broccoli?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, there's so much information out there on...
It says disease protein reverse muscle aging, I wrote.
Yeah.
Disease goes with the question above. Heart disease, sorry.
Oh.
Protein reverse muscle aging.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not enough information to answer directly. However, we do know, as you get older, you're going to lose muscle mass. And so you need both through exercise, either cardiovascular exercise or isometric, whatever you want to do, you want to try to maintain your muscle mass as long as possible. And it requires both a good diet and protein sources to reestablish, your muscle mass. Because what happens to old people is they lose muscle mass.
They fall down.
They fall. And when they fall, they break.
And then they die within 4 years. There's some horrible statistics with broken hips.
50% of seniors with broken hips after a fall can die within a year. And it has a very high.
A year, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I've had it explained to me because of how you start to walk differently, sleep differently, get infections, your other organs. It's very convoluted, but unfortunately a true statistic.
And we're working with lots of agencies and organizations trying to measure fall risk in the community among our seniors. We're working with groups out of Orange County. Our research, our CRO, is doing calls to individuals and doing quick surveys, screening surveys. We want to catch seniors before they fall, but we're using the first fall as the alarm going off so that we can correct if they don't break. So they had a fall, they reported a fall, or they're unsteady. Like hearing and vision actually affect fall risk. We know that medications affect fall risk. And as you said, arthritis, the people trying to favor one leg or the other or not exercising enough. So we know, we're just trying to do what we think is the impossible to, and this is good. We don't even have to talk about COVID here, but we're doing what we can. And we have fall classes, balance classes for seniors. If you're interested and you're worried about falling, give us a call. You don't need to be our member.
No.
You can sign up for these fall classes.
969-6555.
All the senior centers sponsor them, and they're really good and effective classes.
This will all be up on joeyenglish.com. Everything's at mydohc.com. What you got?
Well, just we're trying to be innovative, right? Even in these crazy years of COVID. And we're just not going to talk about it anymore today.
91 weeks.
But we're trying to be innovative. So we also started this new program, Joey, that I think you mentioned to me. You were kind of going, what is this all about? So we're partnering with this innovative group out of San Francisco called Wealth. And they look at...
Money?
Yeah.
Okay.
They look at wealth, like W-E-L-L, and they add a T-H on it. It's kind of clever, right?
Yeah.
But they look at behavioral economics. And what they do with us is they'll find... We find patients who are our members who don't want to follow a care plan, meaning they don't want to take their medications for their heart or blood pressure or diabetes. And we know that when you don't do that, things get out of whack and you get hospitalized, you get real sick quickly. So what Wealth does is they find these individuals and we pay them, Wealth pays them, $30 a month to take their medications. So at the end of the year, you can get
$1 a day. So
yeah, $360. And if you become compliant, 80% compliant, you don't have to be 100%, you get to keep all that money. And every month they refill this like ATM card for you.
Wow.
And we did the study on 300 individuals with diabetes. We call it metabolic syndrome. So they had hypertension and they were obese or bigger than they needed to be, and diabetics. And they were not compliant at all. We got 80% of this cohort compliant.
Wow.
And we had a 75% reduction in medical costs. So they didn't go to the ER. They didn't get hospitalized. And
how
they
did
got,
you punish them?
No, so the punishment is they give you $30, and if you don't take your medication every day, they take a dollar away. And oddly enough, people don't want to lose money, even if it's just a dollar a day. And people, kinds of testimonials in the first group where people love the idea because it just gave them a little something different to think about. And at the end of the
month. Short-term gratification.
And at the end of the month, you had $30 to spend at Wendy's.
Now, how did they get in? I got that in the mail because I'm DOHC.
Yeah, so you're one of our members. So right now we did a mass mailing to seniors. Now, we know you're compliant, but if you're interested, they'll call you, they'll talk to you, and they'll say, okay, if you use the ER too much,
I see.
You might get a letter from us, and they'll do the same thing for that. Or behavioral health issues, social determinants of health. So it's a creative strategy just to engage patients to look at their health a little differently, and we pay to get healthy. So just a thought.
The voice and the brain.
Pinky in the brain.
Dr. Brian Hodgkins, are you with us next week?
I think Lindsay's back next week because I have to go to
Utah.
Utah.
Yeah, right.
To check
Did you hear that, Nigel? I have to go to Utah.
I got
to
check on my little condo up there. And guess what?
What?
They've had no snow all year.
I can
year.
Remember the years they tried to make snow.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to make snow. But guess what? And then I looked at the 14-day calendar, and there's 3 snow days coming up. So good for me.
Well, take your skis.
I'm dreaming
Don't
of that.
Don't break anything.
White Christmas, yes. Joey. White Christmas.
I want my palm tree Christmas. I don't want a white Christmas. Okay, thank you so much for coming by. We cover so much ground. I wonder what the variant will be next. Please, God. Oh, well. Here comes the first installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook.
Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the city of Palm Springs. PalmSpringsCA.gov.
Amid growing concerns about the spread of the Delta variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings, such as stores and restaurants, regardless of vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours is required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant. Businesses must implement these requirements by August 26th. And face coverings are now required at Village Fest. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can, with adult customized tours. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. 3221247 or act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Desert Water Agency asks, if you need help paying your water bill, go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for a $200 credit. Do you want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Happy birthday, Desert Water Agency. Register for DWA's 60th anniversary webinar on September 15th at dwa.org/60. Check it all out at, guess what, dwa.org. Joey Pals, get your day timers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com. In the next hour, lots of entertainment over at Oscars this week. The Box Office with Tracy, Act for MS, Palm Springs Air, and The Virginia Wearing with Ann Greer.